It's just kedai to mention one Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi is really great for another day. We spoke about this in the last machzer, maybe not in Avodah Zarah, but at some point, it's a very yisoidi Yerushalmi. Tais brings the Yerushalmi here on the Yomid. I think it would be malpractice not to mention this Yerushalmi. Because really, in our Gemara, we have this interesting borderline out of the ordinary exchange between Rav and Shmuel. Right? It's a little feistier than most machlokes in Rav and Shmuel. Right? Shmuel tells Rav, I understand, if you're right, Daniel Gazar, didn't Rav Simloi the Luda? He says, what, you're going to tell me about the Ludois, the Mezalzel and the Rabbanans? Right? We spoke out when we learned the Daf. This doesn't feel very Rav-like. This is out of character, literally. So if you take a look at the Yerushalmi says as false. Right here, Perek Beis Halacha Ches. Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marta nechas l'netzivin. So Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marta, he's mentioned in our daf, he went to Netzivan. Ashkach Simloi Hadroimi. It's an argamar, he's referred to as Rav Simloi the Ludoi. In Yerushalmi, he's referred to as Simloi the Droimi, the southerner. Yosef Darish, and he said the following drasha, Rebbe Ubeis Dinoi, he tiru b'shemen, that Rebbe and their bezin was matir shemen. So either way, Yitzchok bar Shmuel bar Marta hears this. So he goes to Bavel and he reports back. He says, you should know that Rebbe, as Rebbe Yudin Asiyah's bezin, they were matir shemen. Shmuel Ochal. When Shmuel heard that, he said, pass the shemen akum. And he ate it. Rav loy kabel alei mechel. Rav said, I'm not eating it. I'm not going to eat it. I'm looking for the Shemen Yisrael. Amalei Shmuel. So Shmuel told Rav, you ready? Echoil. He said, eat. The law came because if you don't eat, an akasav alach zokin mamre. I'm going to spread the word that you're a zokin mamre. Unbelievable. Amalei. So Rav told him, ada no tamon, ano yoda man arerole. He said, I know who the one is that spreading this word that Shemen Akam is really mutter. It's Simloi Hadroimi, right? In our Gemara, it's the Ludoi. In the Yerushalmi, it's the Droimi, right? And I'm not mechuyev to do whatever he says. Amaleis and Shmuel said, Mar b'shem garme? You mean to say that Simloi Hadroimi said this on his own? He didn't say it on his own. Lo b'shem Reb Yehuda Nesiyah. He said it over in the name of Reb Yehuda Nesiyah. Either way, atrach aloi, Shmuel mamish pressured Rav until finally Rav said, you know what? You want me to take a little bit of Shemen Akum? Gizintahai ba'achal. And he went ahead and he ate. It's a fascinating Yerushalmi. So Rav wants to be machmer. Rav feels, I want to keep on the original takan, which according to Rav comes from the times of Daniel. But Shmuel says, no, from Yehuda to see his bez and said, it's mutter. And he said, if you're going to be mekel, I'm going to write about you that you're a zokin mamre. Now, he's a zokin mamre. First of all, to be a zokin mamre, you need the bez and agadol. It has to be belishkas agazes. Right? It's not so pasha to just be a zokin mamre. In fact, what came to mind is the words of the Ramban that we've mentioned many times over the years in the sugya of Taner Achnoi, Barab Eliezer Agadol. The end of a very long Ramban, the Ramban says that as it relates to Rabbi Eliezer HaGadol and what went on in that famous Maisa, the Ilu Hoira LaMaisa, says the Ramban, that had Rabbi Eliezer Paskin LaMaisa, Bizman Abayis in the times of the Beis HaMikdosh, Hoyanase Zokin Mamre, he would have became a Zokin Mamre, Ulaficha Chechmir Ola Berchu, and that's why they treated Rabbi Eliezer, they put him in the Chem, the way they put him in the Chem. It's probably something along those lines that the Yerushalmi means, maybe, I don't know. But the bottom line is that this is what Shmuel tells Rav, you have no right to be Machmer. So this Yerushalmi is a very interesting Yerushalmi. What, you can't be Machmer? Is that what this means? What happened to Bal Nefesh Yachmer? Right? Wink, wink. What happened to that? You're not allowed to be Machmer all of a sudden? Like, what's going on? You're Zaki Mamre if you're Machmer? You know, the truth is, what came to mind was another Yerushalmi. This Yerushalmi everybody knows. The one here in Avodah Zarah we just mentioned, not everybody knows. But the next Yerushalmi everybody knows, because the Ramah brings it in Hilchas Sukkah. He brings it if it's raining on Sukkos. So you're a mitzvah, you're part of an asukah. But let's say you want to be machmer. So zok the Ramah, state in Yerushalmi, that if someone's potter from something, and he does it anyway, he's nikra hedyet, right? It's a little Yerushalmi l'shitos, I think. Like, what are you doing? I didn't say you're potter, so it's mutter, eat it. You don't have to sit in a sukkah, but to stand in the sukkah. You're a zaki mamre. You're a nikra hedyet. But the truth is, that achrayna mutcha a lot. You need some sort of agdar. You can't just walk away and say, oh, if something's mutter and you're mad, it's not true. There's an idea of bal nefesh yachmer. There's an idea of a machmer tavay olav bracha. It underpins all of halacha. Now, what exactly is the agdara? So again, this is not raid for today, but this Yerushalmi is the postscript to this gemara. And it's a critical Yerushalmi. If you want one Maramakim, if you take a look at the Chida in his Birkei Yosef in Yeridei Simin Yud Zayin at Sif Katan Gimel, he comes up with a little bit of a Hagdara or Ayin Bar related Raid Bites.